Yo.
Yo.
Alright. Cortez.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's happening?
Not much, man.
Alright.
Not much. What's going on with you, man?
Oh, a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
and we will be getting into that. So that's a good segue to start. So, ladies and gentlemen, G5 Radio. The dynamic duo is here with me. First of all, teacher extraordinaire, sometimes PIMP, Mr. Cortez. Good evening, sir.
Folks, I'm sorry, man. I'm sitting here looking at my email. Says I'm checking. I'm multitasking, as some might say.
You're multitasking. Okay, all right. Well, while you're multitasking, on the other side, calling via satellite from where? Elkins Park, PA, and that is Mr. GPS. Good evening, sir.
What's happening, people?
All right. So let's get into this real quick. I found this one story here. We're going to start with a little hip-hop story here. So I thought that this was kind of interesting, and we'll see if the rest of the crew thinks the same way. So soundboard, let's get into it. Yes. Just when you thought it was safe, things happen, and they just keep on happening. And who am I talking about? None other than the pioneer himself, Mr. Russell Simmons. It seems as if, now you remember back in the day, Mr. Simmons had a thing called the Rush Card?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he still has that Rush Card and everything. And on top of that, now he has a class action lawsuit.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Please share, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed, I will. Coming from our peoples at allhiphop.com, Russell Simmons' issues with the Rush Card have resulted in a new class action lawsuit, according to the Daily Mail. From our buddies across the pond. The mogul Rush Communications, UniRush, and Meta Financial Group Incorporated stand accused of breach of contract over the Rush Card failures to give customers access to their money. For over a week, Rush Card customers were unable to get their money on the prepaid debit card accounts. There are five cardholders behind this new suit, and they are asking for damages and restitution. This whole fiasco began on the 12th of October, according to the suit. Customers, quote-unquote, left them unable to pay for basic necessities such as food, rent, electricity, and gas. All right, now I got to step in here. I just got to do this. This is a Rush Card, correct, gentlemen?
Yes, it is a Rush Card.
Okay. When the fuck do you start using a Rush Card to get food, electric, rent, and gas? Shouldn't you have something called, oh, wait a minute, let me think of this. Bank account?
I have my hand raised. I can answer that question.
Okay, but can I add on another piece, too? Shouldn't you have a three-letter word that's called a job? Please, Mr. GPS, while I'm taking my little bit of liqueur, take me to church.
Okay, you have a growing number of people in the world who can't get a bank account for whatever reason. Maybe they passed a whole bunch of bad checks.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're trying to not be...
found?
Not to be identified. Yeah. So, you know, for whatever reason, they can't have a bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me go get me one of these prepaid debit cards
mm-hmm.
and put my check on it.
Okay.
And that way I can still function while I'm out here.
Right, but... They can still...
He's not the only one. Visa, MasterCard, American Express. I tell you, it's a very good way if you want to introduce your children to the world of credit.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to have to go through all the rigmarole of getting them a credit card. Well, you get them a prepaid debit card, put as much money on it as you want, and you allow them to spend, you know, so that they understand, well, I can only spend what's here.
Oh, wait. Can I cut you off for a second?
Yes.
Now I got another question. When do parents start giving their kids credit cards? If you tell me I'm going to give my child a credit card, I have two words for that. Fuck.
Oh,
you.
I got the same word. Okay.
And if you didn't hear that, that's called F you.
Okay. But, again, you gotta introduce them to how this thing.
You can, but by words. You don't need to go out of your pocket and do it. Now, I believe in allowances when they're younger. Don't get me wrong. That's fine.
Okay.
But there comes a certain time and a certain place where you have to kind of take the gloves off and let them do their thing, and they're going to trip and fall, dust their shoulders off, and keep them moving. You give them soundly words of advice. If they don't listen to it, whose fault is it? Not yours.
Yeah. Motherfuckers better know. I'm a bad girl. Lock your windows, close your doors. My man Imp left a tech and a 9 at my crib. Turned himself in, he had to do a bid. A 1-3, he be home the end of 93. I'm ready to get this paper, G. You with me? Motherfucking right. My pockets looking kinda tight. And I'm stressed, yo Biggie, let me get the vest. No need for that, just grab the fucking gat. The first pocket that's fat, the tech is to his back. Word is born, I'ma smoke him, yo, don't fake no moves.
What?
Treat it like boxing, stick and move.
Nigga, you ain't got to explain shit. I've been robbing motherfuckers since the slave ship. With the same clip and the same 4-5, 2-point blank, a motherfucker sure to die. That's my word, nigga even try to vote guard. Have his mother sing it, it's so hard.
Yes, love, love your fucking attitude. Because the nigga play pussy, that's the nigga that's getting screwed and bruised up from the pistol whipping. Webs on the neck from the necklace stripping. Then I'm dipping up the block and I'm robbing bitches too. Up the herring bones and bamboos. I wouldn't give a fuck if you're in error. Give me the baby rings and the number one mom pendant. I'm slamming niggas like Shaquille. Shit is real. When it's time to eat a meal, I rob and steal. Cause Mom Duke ain't giving me shit. So for the bread and butter, I leave niggas in the gutter. Word to mother, I'm dangerous. Crazier than a bag of fucking angel dust. When I bust my gap, motherfuckers take dirt naps. I'm all that and a dime sack. Where the paper at?
When he's sticking you and taking all your money.
Give me the loot, give me the loot.
I'm a bad girl.
Give me the loot, give me the loot.
I'm a bad girl.
Give me the loot, give me the loot.
I'm a bad girl.
A stick up, and I'm shooting niggas quick if you hiccup. Don't let me fill my clip up in your back and headpiece. The opposite of peace, sending Mom Duke a reef. You're talking to the robbery expert. Step into your wake with your blood or my shirt. Don't be a jerk and get smoked over being resistant. Cause when I lick shots, the shit's as persistent. Huh.
Goodness gracious, the papers. Where the cash at? Where the stash at? Nigga, pass that before you get your grave dug from the main thug. 357 slug, and my nigga Biggie got an itchy one grip.
One in the chamber, 32 in the clip. Motherfuckers better strip.
Yeah, nigga, peel
before you find out how blue steel feel.
From the Beretta, putting all the holes in your sweater. The money getter, motherfuckers know the better. Rolex watches and colorful swatches. I'm digging in pockets, motherfuckers can't stop it.
Man, niggas come through, I'm taking high school rings too. Bitches get screwed for the earrings and bangles. And when I rock her and drop her, I'm taking her door knockers. And if she's resistant, baka, baka, baka.
So go get your man, bitch, he could get robbed too.
Tell him Biggie took it, what the fuck he gonna do?
I hope apologetic, or I'ma have to set it. And if I set it, the cocksucker won't forget it.
Hey,
bitch.
But he's sticking
hey, bitch.
You taking
money, your bitch. Money. Give me the loot, give me the loot.
I'm a bad girl.
Give me the loot, give me the loot.
I'm a bad girl.
Give me the loot, give me the loot.
I'm a bad girl.
Give me the loot, give me the loot.
I'm a bad girl.
Give me the loot, give me the loot.
I'm a bad girl.
Give me the loot, give me the loot.
Man, listen, all this walking is hurting my feet. Who money looks sweet?
Where?
In the Isuzu Jeep.
Man, I thought
throw him in the fiend. You grab the fucking cream, and if he start to scream, bomb, bomb, have a nice dream. Hold up, he got a fucking bitch in the car. Fur coats and diamonds, she thinks she a superstar.
Ooh, Biggie, let me jack her. I kick her in the back, hit her with the gat.
Hey, chill, shorty, let me do that. Just get the fucking car keys and cruise up the block. The bitch act shot, getting shot on the spot.
Oh shit, the cops!
Be cool, fool, they ain't gonna roll up. All they want is fucking donuts.
So why the fuck you keep looking?
I guess to get his life cooking. I just came home, ain't trying to see Central Booking. Oh shit, now he looking in my face. You better haul ass, cause I ain't with no fucking chase. So lace up your boots, cause I'm about to shoot a true motherfucker going out for the loot.
But
okay, but in that same okay, but on that same note,
mm-hmm.
you have to understand that as you gotta understand that as our world changes, I mean, not very many. I mean, we don't carry money around on us like is an actual.
I do.
You know, the taking the time of going to the bank, cashing the check, divvying it up, whatever you have to do on the spot, and then moving on from there. You know, we're moved on from that. It's all. Done by a computer now.
If that's the case, then check cashing places shouldn't still be around, should they?
They're around people who still exist.
I think the problem is, man, not to cut you off, Mr. GPS, the problem is money management, man.
Mm-hmm.
They don't teach that shit in the schools. They don't teach these people how to manage their money, man.
They teach you how to spend it.
They teach you really how to spend it. They don't teach you how to manage it. And, I mean, what we were talking about, the Rush card. The thing I liked about Russell Simmons, you know, I read both his books, you know, Do You, and he had another one out.
Mm-hmm.
What he believed, the reason why he came out with the card, he seen it was a need mainly in a lot of these communities for it, because like if you're in that situation where you're living from check to check,
right,
the Rush card is right for you. If you're living from check to check, and you know you can't hold a certain balance in your accounts, that card works for you, but it's side effects when you do shit like that, because the problem is when you are dealing with something like Rush card is really based on what you have in your accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the catch to it, the way they make money off of it is, let's just say if I have $50 in my account.
Okay.
I decide to take out $100.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I know I only have $50 in my account, Somebody within that card organization has to get $50 taken out their account to accommodate me until I can build my account back up. So all you're really doing is borrowing other people's money, and that's what I think what happened with this, man. Somebody was in there. I think somebody double-dipped. Took out more than what they were supposed to take out. And what happened, it created what we call a pyramid effect.
It's possible, but I mean, the way it sounds like it could have been just something. It could have been something as simple, well, not simple to fix, but it could have been something like a computer glitch to where you really just didn't have access to get in there when you really needed it.
That too, man.
But at the same time, I mean, maybe I'm still back in the old days. I still carry a little bit of cash. I mean, I remember the other week down at the new strip mall down in Gloucester County. You know, everybody's, you know, nice malls and everything, but these are like the she poo poo type of deals. You know, like, you know, the Banana Republic and Puma and Yankee Candle, all the high end stuff. So, you know, we're even talking about like Toys R Us high end, you know, that type of deal. There was a guy in line and he bought chewing gum, I think it was. But he put chewing gum on his card. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, wait a minute. You don't have at least $5 in your pocket? I mean, I know the one day when I did that years ago, my pop blew up at me. He's like, yo, you don't even have a dime in your wallet or anything? I was like, no. He's like, look, get some cash so where you want to buy the small shit. The big stuff, use your car. Don't kind of like use it like water. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because that dumbass that paid money for that piece of gum got charged a fee, man.
Mm-hmm.
I charge your ass a fee for something like that. Shoot. You pay how much? Like 50 cents for
it? You pay the 50 to a dollar fee. So you pay for two packs of chewing gum and only got one. I'll charge you something that's for free, and that's called dumb ass.
The New York Times side, staying alive was no job at second hands. Moms bounced on old man, so then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, you're rocking the gold tooth, low goose. Only way I begin to G York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son, rolling with this one and that one, pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking wools at 16 and running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes, making my way on fire skates. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the dough off. Sticking up right boys on board, boy. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick tight click and went all out. Catching keys from cross seas, rolling in MPVs. Every week we made 40 G's. Yo, brothers, respect mine. I ain't gonna take now. Bam, move from the gate now.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
It's been 22 long, hard years. I'm still struggling. Survival got me bugging, but I'm alive on arrival. I peep at the shape of the streets to stay awake. Of the world deep. A man with a dream, with plans to make cream, was fail. I went to jail at the age of 15, a young buck selling drugs and such, who never had much, trying to get a clutch on what I could not touch. The court played me short, now I face incarceration, pacing, no one upstates my destination. Handcuffed in back of a bus, 40 of us. Life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough, but as the world turned, I learned life was hell. Living in the world no different from a cell. Every day I skate from takes, giving chase, selling bass, smoking bones in the staircase. Though I don't know why I chose to smoke cess, I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed. But I'm still depressed, and I ask, what's it worth? Ready to give up, so I seek the old earth. Who explain working hard may help you maintain, to learn to overcome the heartaches and pain. You got stick up kids, corrupt cops, and crack rocks and stray shots, all in a block that stays hot. Leave it up to me while I be living proof to kick the truth to the young black youth. When shorties running wild, smoking cess, drinking beer, and ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. Neglected for now, but yo, it got to be accepted that what? The life is hectic.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me.
So,
see, man, you know that's wrong, bro, but that's how cats be working,
they
him, man.
They do. But in this case with Mr. Simmons, you know, it's a shame that it happened, but, you know, at what point do you feel as if that do you rely heavy on a credit card instead of having some kind of a happy medium where the minor things you carry a little cash and then the major stuff you use the card? Like for me, if I got bills, card. Automatically, no problem. Small stuff, gas, or whatever, have a little cash on me. And GPS?
Yes, sir.
What's your view on that?
I'm almost along the same line with that. You gotta watch what you're spending.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you wanted to put the small ticket items on the card, well, guess what? You still need to realize, well, if all I have is $100, then that's all I can spend.
Right.
Or better yet, let me save $10.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have to spend all $100?
That's true. That's true. Let this be a word to the wise to everybody out there in pod world that, you know, take control of your finances. And always remember, as the legendary Big Daddy Kane always said, and this always happens to, we can all attest to this at one point in our lives, romance without finance is a damn nuisance.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Try to put some money on the damn side. Shoot. You put like $5-6 on the side, you'd be okay.
Yeah, you something. But I mean, damn, it's like now it's like you gotta, you know, okay, I'm gonna use this on the card. Use that on the card. What are you gonna buy? I'm gonna buy some, you know, I'm gonna buy one pair of drawers from the dollar store on a card. I mean, come on, man. I mean, there's gotta be a limit. But needless to say, the main thing is watch your money and, you know, find ways of improving a credit or what have you so you can have an account. Because sometimes these organizations like, you know, Russell Simmons's organizations, they're not the FDIC. The FDIC will protect your money up to, what is it, $100,000, if I'm correct?
Yeah, you're right. $100,000, yeah. Man. That's why you got to be careful. Mm-hmm. With a lot of these, like, rush cars is not going to protect you, unfortunately.
Probably not. But, I mean, it's a great idea. I totally believe in it. But maybe at the same time, what, you know, the powers that be should do, whether it be corporate or political, maybe they should not just more give us opportunities with cars, but maybe give us opportunities with more jobs. I'm just saying.
I mean, we can do as much as we want.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I just really believe if you're not putting money on the side for a rainy day, then you're gonna get fucked. I mean,
that's true.
It's not. Okay. And then on top of that, man, if you got kids in this equation,
oh man,
it's even harder, man. So that's why so many. I don't see check cashing places out in the rich areas, man. Yeah. I usually see check cashing places in pawn shops out in the ghetto, man, because they know. Cats are living from check to check.
Yeah, I got one right down the way around here. But, you know, I mean, hey, it's available when people do need it.
If you want some good shit, folks, go down to the pawn shop.
Yeah.
Want some good shit. Some nice, inexpensive stuff, go to the pawn shop.
That's right. If you want to find some stolen gear, go to the pawn shop. Mm-hmm. The only way to go.
Share with you my story. Would you share your dollar with me? sorrow. Maybe it's inside the bottle.
Maybe it's inside the bottle.
I had some good old buddies, names is whiskey and wine.
Hey, hey.
And for my good old buddies, I spent my last dime.
Hey, hey.
Now wine is good to me, you help me pass the time. And my good old buddy whiskey keep me warmer than sunshine.
Hey, hey.
Your mama may have blessed the child that's got his own.
Hey, hey.
If God has plans for me, I hope it ain't written in stone.
Hey, hey.
Because I've been working myself down to the bone. And I swear on Grandpa's grave I'll be paid when I come home.
Hey, hey.
Well, I need dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need.
Hey, hey.
Said I need dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need.
Hey, hey.
Well, I need dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me? Come on, share your.
We got to bring up some other news that I just saw here a little earlier. So let's go from your cash cow to a fat cow. I'll tell you what I mean in a minute. Let me get soundboard here. Soundboard, let's do it. Okay, gentlemen, like I said, from going from the cash cow to a fat cow. And who would I consider the fat cow? None other than the man himself, Governor Fatboy. And what did he do now? Oh, it's easy. Y'all like driving or riding on Amtrak, don't you?
That's fair. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty reasonable. You know, many cars. But do you always have that one car, which is a quiet car? So today, Governor Christie was traveling on Amtrak, and he went into the quiet car. So while he was in the quiet car, he was talking on his cell phone, talking to representatives and everything, and he was a little bit too loud. So basically, the conductor said,
"Mr. Christie, get the fuck out."
Hey, my man.
That's right. Chris Christie was reportedly kicked out of an Amtrak train car today for yelling on his cell phone in one of the train service's quiet cars. The governor, known for his blunt and at times loud style, was spotted by fellow passengers in the quiet car about 10 o'clock this morning. He was on the train traveling from D.C. to New York. The candidate got on last minute yelling at his two Secret Service agents. I think because it's possibly the seats were mixed up. And sat down immediately and started making phone calls in the quiet car. Christie appeared to be in the midst of an intense conversation and was heard repeating phrases including, quote unquote, "This is freaking ridiculous." And the word, "Seriously?" So after about 10 minutes, the conductor asked him to stop or go in another car. So he got up, walked out, and yelling at his Secret Service. And then next thing you know, he was spotted drinking a McDonald's strawberry smoothie. Mr. Cortez, jump on in.
Well, if you're going to do some yelling, you need to yell at why his ass can't get up in the polls, man. Focus on that. Focus on that shit.
There you go.
Tell me up front, why can't you Trump? Tell me, Mr. Christie.
Good choice of words. Touche, my brother.
Yeah, man, these cats. Mm. I think he really feels as though he is Jersey royalty and he can do what the fuck he wants to do.
He can close a bridge, you know, he can do all
that. Yeah, he really think he's like the mafioso, man.
King Kong ain't got shit on me!
So the irony about that poor conductor probably gonna get fired over that shit, man.
Who's gonna fire him?
I don't know, man. Ooh, you seen what happened that gay scandal, man? What is it, Bridgegate, man?
Oh, well, the Bridgegate. Yeah.
Seen what happened with that? People got fired, man. Mm-hmm. And then people got disassociated after the shit started hitting the fans. People had to reside their position because of the simple fact. Yeah. They didn't want to be associated. Chrissy was like, I don't want to be associated with your ass.
Yeah, basically. But in light of this whole story, the spokeswoman said that sincere apologies were made to all the patrons of the Quiet Car that were offended. Now, the Amtrak spokesperson said that he had seen reports about Christie's behavior, but couldn't immediately confirm or deny the details of what had happened on the train with the governor. However, Amtrak employees routinely ask people talking loudly in the quiet car to move. It is routine for someone who is in the quiet car who is talking on their phone to be asked to change cars or discontinue their phone conversation, unquote. Mr. GPS, jump in.
Well, I mean, train or bus, it gets very unnerving when you hear somebody steady talking loud about whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you just want this half hour, 45 minutes, whatever it takes to get home or to your next destination.
Right.
I mean, come on. He should not be above the law.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come to hell on. You're fucking governor. Any other time you got 3 or 5 buses running up the turnpike, that would have been a perfect time. You could have hollered up and down on that motherfucker all day. Nobody.
See, man, we gotta be careful, man. Chrissy got power.
He got a helicopter. He could have done it in a helicopter, man.
He dropped his kids off in the helicopter.
Yeah,
off the helicopter. Yeah. I'm sorry, but his ass is just ignorant, man. I mean, there's no other words to say. You know, he is still considered a bully, political bully. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he's worse than Trump, man, because at least Trump doesn't yell and cuss you out or whatever.
Right.
This cat cusses you out and does what he wants to do to you, man, and tell you, look, you better deal with it.
Yeah. At least this time we had somebody that stood up to the governor and said, look, quit it or get the fuck out. And told him, basically, get the fuck out. Kudos to the train conductor. Definitely kudos.
Yeah, watch it back, man. Watch it back out there, man.
Go back, watch your front.
He's going to get your ass. He's going to get you, man.
Shut up!
nagging life.
You won't be a man,
you'll be a nagging wife.
You talk too much,
then you never shut up.
He said you talk too much,
homeboy, you never shut up.
Why don't you find a short pier?
Then take a long walk.
You talk too much.
Let's switch speeds here. Now we got to go to another issue here that I just seen come up on the wire here. So, soundboard, let's do it again. You know, back in the day when I joined my fraternal organization, Gamma Phi Sigma Minos Unidos Fraternity Incorporated. It was such a blessed time. Still is. Big shout out to everybody from Temple, UMass, Penn State, and everywhere in between, as I would always say. But there are organizations that, for some reason, go off the beaten path. This one organization in Albany, New York, that their members are being arrested for a hazing that went wrong and claimed somebody's life. So, this happened in Albany, New York, and this is through our peoples over in NBC News. Yes, yes, NBC gives us the hookup. A fifth person has been arrested in connection with the hazing death of a 19-year-old fraternity pledge from, this is from last November. The 20-year-old turned himself into Albany police Friday morning and was charged with first-degree hazing, which is a misdemeanor. The charge comes after the other two suspects, which I'll leave nameless, both were 20, were arrested Wednesday. They were both former students at the State University of New York at Albany. One other student, who was 21 years old, identified as a student on his arrest report, was charged the following day along with another 22-year-old. Yes, I'm not naming names because I just don't want to. All four are accused of first-degree hazing. According to the arrest reports, the pledge was attending an initiation for Zeta Beta Tau on the night of November 15th. The initiants were required, ordered, and encouraged to drink. Let me get this right. They were encouraged to drink 1.75 liters of alcohol of their choice. By 2 a.m., one of the pledgees had a blood alcohol level more than 7 times the legal limit, was unconscious, and the police were on their way, along with several other pledgees, reports say. The one pledgee was transported to Albany Medical Center, where he died of anoxic encephalopathy, if that is correct. The police described the fraternity as unsanctioned. A phone call seeking comment from the National Office of Zeta Beta Tau in Indianapolis was not returned. and efforts to reach the five men were unsuccessful. Police are saying that additional arrests are expected this week. Now, we bring in our liqueur connoisseur, Mr. GPS. Mr. GPS, please tell us, 1.75 liters is equivalent to how many glasses?
Ooh, a lot, baby. God damn. Look, let me tell you something. You got many. You have half pint, half full pint. You have fifth, which are 750. That's generally what everybody, that's generally what you show up with.
So let me get this correct. A fifth is 750 milliliters?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you go into Roger Wilco.
Right.
And you pick up a bottle off the shelf, let's say, pick up a slim bottle of something in the back, right?
151.
Right? 151, perfect example.
There you go.
That I've never seen that in a half gallon. However.
However.
You don't need a half gallon of that.
Hmm.
But now, if you look off to the right or the middle, where they have cases of these bigger bottles, and if you look on the bottom bottom right or bottom left, depending on where they have it printed, you'll see 1.75 liters.
Okay.
That is what those guys drink.
Mmm.
They drink a whole one of those.
Big boy bottle.
Yeah. Now, how does a person consume a whole half gallon?
Well, it, the way it sounds like, obviously, it was straight.
Well,
first of all,
I don't know anybody that can drink like that. I know I can't. I know I can take a whole one down, but.
And you're a heavyweight, too. You're a heavyweight.
I am, yeah. I am one of the most elitist drinkers I know.
That's why you are the liqueur connoisseur for the show, sir.
Yes. However.
However.
Even in all my drinking experience, I don't think I can take down a whole gallon and a half straight like that. Now, if they had given them 24 hours to drink it, sure, I think they could have got through it. It would have been a week before you got yourself back, but that's a lot. I mean, if you could take down a fifth, that's a lot.
Well, it looks like this was less than a day, I would believe. This has probably happened in one evening or probably maybe even in a couple hours.
Detroit rapper Eminem cancels his sold-out European tour to check himself into rehab after admitting an addiction to sleep medication. We'll have more on this story as it develops.
Shady Records recording artist Obie Trice has apparently survived a gunshot to the head in what appears to be a random drive-by shooting, while Eminem is rumored to be on and off again relationship with
just in, a tour bus involving Eminem's
updating a story we brought you earlier about gunfire at an after hours club. We've learned that the rapper Proof has been fatally shot.
Shady Aftermath recording artist,
longtime best friend of Eminem and a member of the rap group D12.
Well, back in the news again today.
Is it a sabbatical or the end? The rumors and speculation continue to swirl around Eminem. He insists he's just taking a break, but doubters believe he's retiring, leaving us all to ask, will the real Slim Shady please stand up?
So this is it. This is what I wish for. This isn't how I envisioned it. Fame to the point of imprisonment. I just thought the shit would be different, but something changed the minute that I got a whiff of it. I started to inhale it, smell it, started sniffing it, and it became my cocaine. I just couldn't quit. I just wanted a little bit. Then it turned me to a monster. I became a hypocrite. Concert after concert, I was raking in the dough, rolling in green. Had the game hemmed up like a sewing machine, but I was losing my freedom. There was nowhere for me to not go and be seen and just go and be me, and there was no in between. You either loved it or hated. Every CD critics gave it a 3, then 3 years later they go back and re-rate it and call the Slim Shady LP the greatest. The Marshall Mathers was a classic. The Eminem show was fantastic, but Encore just didn't have the caliber to match it. I guess enough time just ain't passed yet. A couple more years, that shit'll be illmatic, and 8 years later I'm still at it. Divorced, remarried, a felon, a father, sleeping pill addict, and this is real talk. I feel like the Incredible Hulk. My back has been broke and I can still walk. So be careful what you wish for, cause you just might get it. And if you get it, then you just might not know what to do with it, cause it might just come back on you tenfold.
I said, be careful what you wish for, cause you just might get it. And if you get it, then you just might not know what to do with it, cause it might just come back on you tenfold.
I got a letter from a fan that said he's been praying for me every day, and for some reason it's been weighing on my mind heavy. Cause I don't read every letter I get, but something told me to go ahead and open it. But why would someone pray for you when they don't know you? You didn't pray for me when I was local. And as I lay these vocals, I think of all the shit I had to go through just to get to where I'm at. I've already told you at least 1,000 times in these rhymes I appreciate the prayer, but I've already got God on my side, and it's been one hell of a ride, hasn't it? Just watching it from an opposite standpoint, man, boys got to look nuts. And that's the only word I can think of right now on how to describe this shit. It's just like a vibe you get, go ahead and vibe to it. Just watch what you wish for, cause I got the shit.
Don't be careful what you wish for, cause you just might get it. And if you get it, then you just might not know what to do with it, cause it might just come back on you tenfold. I said, be careful what you wish for, cause you just might get it. And if you get it, then you just might not know what to do with it, cause it might just come back on you tenfold.